Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. You are listening to the most unlistened to show on Blog Talk and iTunes. I'm the best dressed in the Midwest, Matt, and to my left is my Range Rover driving, stylish, tall, transparent, light-skinned Tiger Taylor. What's up, Tiger?
Ooh, light-skinned. Do you know that I'm all kinds of sunburnt? Is that why you said that?
You've been working 7 days a week, so there's no chance of you being sunburnt, my friend.
Ooh, I am like a lobster boy red. I work 7 days a week. The grind never stops. Look, money doesn't sleep, Matthew, and neither do I. That's why there's levels to the shit. There's levels to the shit.
So tonight, Tiger, I want to talk to you about cars and clothing. Now, we've discussed this many times, but I want to go over it again because I was on a website and I follow this gentleman, RomanStyle.com, and he was talking about how the car you drive impacts your image. What do you think?
Momentarily. I think if you pull up in a whip, I think in the beginning you turn some heads, people take notice. But I think after the initial, oh man, you drive, insert foreign car, I think that it loses its lust. People become, that's my opinion, though. Being someone who's owned an exotic car, it was really fun for about the first 2 weeks. Everyone saw it. Everyone got to ride in it. And then it just became a car. It became something, bro. It became something I started driving through McDonald's eating in my car.
Well, there's a study, actually, by Temple, I think, University, and it talks about the effect of driving a car with you. And they said 57% of the people say what you drive is, they relate to what you drive. Just say you're a salesman. You go company to company, you drive a Prius, you drive whatever. But if you pull up in a truck like mine, I'm all about saving money, everybody. So I have a 02 with a hole in the side, the paint starting to chip. I pull up like that, and you're not going to trust me. Or if I'm a real estate agent and I pull up in that kind of car, you're not going to trust me, right? You want me to drive something nice. You want me to drive, be presentable, okay? So it just depends on where you work at, I guess, or what you do for a living. That's my side. What do you think?
Yeah, maybe. I really don't care about what my real estate agent drives. You know, I definitely could see that, but it's not a big necessity to me what he's driving, what she's driving.
Okay,
a lot of people say that your car's a reflection of your personality.
Mm-hmm.
You're driving a white beat up 02, but your personality screams Maserati.
It screams a white beat up 02, 85, I should say. No, I agree with you. I agree. But, you know, if you're looking to get women, have you ever seen those, they do social experiments, as they say, and they're like, hey, you want to go out to dinner? And dude pulls it up, and he's like, hey, you know, get my Lambo, we'll go to dinner. Okay, they drive off. Okay. And then same dude drives up in a Dodge Neon. He's like, hey, you want to go to dinner? They're like, no, I'm good. Well, what is that? What is that, man? They say 50% of people.
I ain't saying she a gold digger.
So, that's just my thing. Of course, the clothes are important. The clothes are very important. But is the vehicle that important?
Well, they always say the clothes don't even make a man. So, does the vehicle make a man? What makes a man? An honest, trustworthy, hardworking, polite, caring.
What is that? I mean, do people want that nowadays? You know? I mean, look at the people that are running for. Hey, it's all right. We're not trying to run a show or anything.
Oh, no. Well, no, that's fine. I'm listening to you.
I
just
do
some house chores, you know, because I work 7 days a week. I've got a multitask.
Lost my train of thought. Sorry, everybody.
No, how dare you?
That's
shallow thinking.
That's one. that's just one thing I wanted to get your thought on, is how the vehicles we drive depicts us, what people think of us, you know? It's, to me, I keep my truck clean all the time. It's always clean. So just in case I pull up and I'm like, hey, client wants to go do one-on-one, I'm not embarrassed the way my car looks, even though it's got a hole in the side, the paint's chipped, all that good stuff.
I'll be honest with you. I think people look for any reason to judge someone. So I think they're going to judge you from the way you look, the way you smell, to what you drive, where you live. People
right.
look to judge.
Hmm. That's true. Well, buddy, what's on your mind? We haven't done a show in a while because you've been super busy working 7 days a week, you know. We're trying to make the effort to go to YouTube. But we've ran into a few things. Schedules, summer, the kids are out for summer. So what else is on your mind? How's your new diet going?
Good. I'm officially the lowest I've ever been today, in fact. I'm officially
how
13 pounds.
Okay. What was your weight when you were born?
293 pounds, actually, believe it or not.
Okay,
293
sure.
birth weight.
And you're the smallest baby,
what?
Right? World's smallest baby.
No, I was actually the smallest baby in my family. I was the runt.
Mm.
I was the last born.
Good. I'm glad to hear that, man. I'm glad
to
hear
that.
I'm done
for 13 pounds. You know, what diet works the best, Matthew?
It's not about diet, man. It's about lifestyle.
Yeah, it's about which one you'll do. It's about which one you'll do. The best diet is the one you're willing to do.
Right.
The diet that
I'm
works for you is the diet.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about cutting back sugar. I don't want. And actually, this is really cool. If you get on Fortune magazine in July, yeah, July 25th, 2016, San Francisco has passed a law that any company or any beverage, any food has to have a warning label on the package. Just like you see in tobacco, they
How
have
cool
to have
is that? On
a
your
warning
birthday,
label.
They're doing.
That's pretty sweet, you know. I like it.
That is,
I think it's pretty awesome.
It's awesome that they're doing that on your birthday.
Yeah, I love it. Every day is my birthday.
Real
hey,
best friend.
Hey, Louise.
Welcome to Parenthood.
Parenthood.
So
that's why animals eat their young. No, I sent you a picture today of what I want my child to do. I'm going to put some headphones on my wife's stomach, or whoever I'm married to at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's my side chick, who knows?
And, yeah, I was going to say, why
in that picture,
your wife get pregnant? How do you know that your side is?
Yeah.
Because
and,
one thing Matt can
picture,
do, Matt can help mentor you in a $1 million business, but boy, does he have affairs.
Yeah, I do. Well, Sundays are usually my cheat day. And I don't just cheat on my meals. Let's put it that way. It's an all-around cheat day.
Whatever. Anything goes.
Anything goes.
You know what
now,
I want to talk about?
Man, go ahead, shoot.
College degrees. You don't want to talk about this. And I said I do. And you're like, no.
Because the article, I know what article you're referring to. It's done. Because
well,
like,
I'm not
well,
even
if you're a college
student. So recently I applied for the job of my dreams.
Uh-huh.
I really wanted it to work. And one of the factors that boiled down to is they said they've never hired anyone in this company without a bachelor's degree in sales
mm-hmm.
and marketing. They've never done it.
Mm-hmm.
They've just never done it. That was one of the things. I'm the only one, so I didn't get the job. So clearly, it matters somewhere.
Yeah, well, I don't believe so. You know, if that's what the job is looking for, but if you have the skills, they're going to hire you. If you have exactly what they're looking for, and you can show them that you can sell or design or something, then they're going to hire you. They say that.
I think that these people are pretty sticklers on things.
Pretty sticklers. You know, you can just BS it and be like, hey, yeah, I graduated, put that on my resume. All they do, they don't go back and check, unless you have to show a transcript.
And then
hey,
you just don't show up for the interview.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I don't have money. I can't do that.
I like to think that college degrees don't matter because Ty Lopez, because, you know, Lewis Howes, like, you know, Gary Vee, like, help me out here some, you know?
Oh, man, Warren definitely has a bachelor's degree. Bill Gates, we're talking about Mark Zuckerberg, we're talking about just your local everyday people that have businesses that didn't go to college.
Sure.
You know?
Multi-million, billion-dollar businesses.
Right. But I don't know, man. That's tough. I just went to get my college degree because I didn't want them to have to turn me down. You know what I'm saying? That no one's going to beat me no matter what, to have a college degree or not. And I shouldn't have paid $40,000 for a degree that I really don't use that much. I'm not getting paid what I should be getting paid. For sure. But I don't know, man. I don't think you need it to become successful. You really don't. You just need to hustle, find out the one thing that you want to do with it for the rest of your life, zero in on that, focus in on that, and just go for it.
Well, so
if you, if you live in a small town or a large town, say you went to New York City, they're going to find someone that can do the work. You know, a thing with these college students now is that this new generation, they're like, okay, I want all this money and I don't want to work. Okay? Not me. I want to get in, do my work, do whatever I can possible to move ahead. It's different. I don't know. But I don't think you need a college degree to become successful. You have local heroes that run tire shops that are worth $1 million+. Then you have a college student or a college degree person or college graduate that graduated 20 years ago and they're only making $30,000.
Aren't there college graduates who are just in debt up to their ears and unemployed?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. For sure. But that again goes to the lifestyle. If you want a job, if you want to find out what you want to do in life, you're going to find it. Those are seekers.
Sure.
Absolutely. I think you just need to find what you want to do in life and just give that 100%. If it is working from, you work your job from 8 to 4:30 or 5 o'clock, then you come home and work on your hustle from 5 until 2 in the morning, just like Gary Vee says.
Gary Vee says, just because you're not where you want to be doesn't mean you can't grind.
Exactly. Exactly. So you just got to find what you want to do in life, and that will come. If it's helping out people, if it's being a chef, people, they run by cooking in the kitchen with grandma. Some went to Le Cordon Bleu, some went to France, some did this, some did that. But I think anything you need to know, this is what I tell my wife all the time. She's finishing up her master's degree. I'm trying to talk her into getting her PhD because it's going to get paid for. And I'm like, you know what? This, I can read a book, one or two books, and learn just as much as you did in a $2,000 class.
There are
no argument.
MBA programs
no
outside of college that people sell. Like Ty Lopez sells one. It's called the Real World MBA.
But Trump does the same thing. Trump has the same exact thing. I don't buy into that.
Okay.
Why spend $300-$400 for that when you can just get on YouTube, watch them, get their books, read their blogs, and all that stuff? You know, do you understand what I'm saying?
Sure.
What do you think?
I think sometimes going and getting courses and getting certifications help. Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Personally,
I get my certification all the freaking time. Oh, yeah, but there's a difference between a certification and a college degree, my friend.
Yeah, in the gaming, in the computer world, in the IT world, certifications are almost worth more than a college degree. Believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
What other industry is like that? They would prefer you to be A-plus certified and N-plus certified versus having your MIS degree.
The only thing I could probably compare that to would be, let's see, I don't know about firefighters.
The health industry, maybe?
The health industry, personal training. But if you want to be big time, if you want to be a like strength and conditioning coach, you have to go through kinesiology and all that good stuff. So I'm trying to think what else. Maybe food service, hotel industry.
Oh, I love.
Yeah, what about, what are you thinking?
I don't know. I just know that the IT industry, people ask you. They don't care what degree you have. They just want to know what computer certifications you have. So getting these little certificates are great. So I didn't know if you think, if you went into a job interview, if you were trying to be the bank president without a degree, but you went in there and said, well, I don't have a college degree, but I have the certificate of completion of Donald Trump's real-world MBA program.
Let me test that out. Let me go to an interview and test that out. Well, just like this. If I went to Trump and, hey, I graduated from your university. I'm applying for a job. I wonder what he would say. Would he just laugh? What would he do? Or Ty Lopez, hey, I graduated from your university or whatever you have it. Or Eric Thomas runs the university called Breathe University. Hey, I did your course. You know, I'm looking for a job. Would you hire me? This is what I have. So
I just don't know. You know, to be a salesman is really a personality trait. So spending all that money on Grant Cardone's certificate programs or his online courses, do you think that's necessary, or you're either a salesman or you're not? Is that something you can learn? Can you learn to be have a salesman's personality? Again,
I think you can, that's tough because I think you can learn how to sell, but I don't think you can. It can be a learned trait of the personality.
Sure, you can learn how to sell by knowing facts. You could be a fact guy. Did you know, and then hit him with facts, this car has or this house has, you know, and you spec them to death. You spec them. But I'm talking about that salesman where you walk in and you're like, how's it going, everybody? And then you win them over immediately. It's a personality trait. You can either take to be able to get someone to know you, like you, and trust you in the first 5 minutes of their interaction. That's a personality trait.
That's all salesman. You got 10 seconds. To make yourself, or 5 minutes, or however long it says.
Yeah, I mean, you've got a short window.
Short.
But
this is a big joke.
I've never had someone come to me and be like, I don't want to purchase this because I don't like your salesman. I'm not enjoying the sales experience, portion of it.
I think if you're a big spender, you're not so much, then again, I don't know, because whenever I buy something, just like Tim Ferriss says, I take notes on why I bought it. Did I fall in love with the salesman? Did I fall in love with the product? How was I feeling? What won me over? So that's some exercises that you could do. But I know that you're down about this job, and you shouldn't be.
Not anymore. Not anymore. But I was. I was.
Right.
And now it's been 3 weeks. I really wanted to do a show right afterwards because there's something you said that I want to disagree with you. I mean, and I would love to dig into it now, but we have different viewpoints. So it's an interesting conversation for us. Is you said that job's not I gotta think how you worded it. It wasn't meant to happen or something like that. God, you said something. And it's one of those blanket band-aid statements that doesn't actually mean anything. You gave me just one of those answers that. Gosh, I can't remember. And my argument to that was, Matt, I just wasn't good enough. It's not that, you know, oh, that wasn't the right opportunity for you, or, oh, it wasn't in God's will, or, you know, all those things, you don't need that job. Something better is going to come on you. Well, no, I just wasn't good enough. Sometimes in life, you need to, we need to, as a culture, realize we're not that great. And every now and then, some dose of reality hits us and lets us know we're not so great. We don't know it all. We're not the best. We're not the most qualified. We're not the smartest person. We're not gifted at everything. Sometimes that's a dose of humble pie that we need. And, you know, as a friend, I understand you were saying things like, that job wasn't meant for you. No, that job was meant for me. I just wasn't good enough. Sometimes in life, your best is not enough. And far too often in this world, we pacify things. That job just wasn't for you. It wasn't meant to be. All those are nice ways. Sometimes we need to face the music and realize you weren't enough.
I disagree with you because I know you on a personal level. And if they don't select you, then that's their fault because I know the potential you have. I know what you've been through. I know your self-capability, but they don't. So it's really true. They know that.
Well, I honestly appreciate that. Because
I agree with you, though.
Yeah?
We do need that rejection.
The rejection part.
We do need that rejection to open our eyes to, hey, maybe you aren't good enough and this is what you need to work on.
Sure.
I remember getting rejected by women all the time.
Still daily. Do,
but, hey, something I'm working on.
Hi, I'm Matt. Aren't you married? Like, well, lost that one.
Yeah, exactly. Huh?
But
I'll try to come back next time with no ring.
If we don't have someone keeping us accountable, if someone's not looking us dead in the face and telling us what is the matter, we will be blind to this.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even know. Like, you know, I could just adapt that mindset of, you're right, that one wasn't meant to be. You know, I'll get the next one. You know, there's another door waiting to be opened. I've just got to find it. No. No, I don't have the qualifications. I didn't meet the skill set. You know, I need to realize that if I want a corporate job like that, then I need to be better prepared. I need to be more educated. Those are reality.
Mm-hmm.
That was a reality
mm-hmm.
check. It hurt. It hurt because I felt like I'm qualified for this. You know, it hurt because it's something I wanted so bad and I didn't get. I mean, for 2 days, dude, I was just beat up. I mean, that 13 pounds I'm bragging about was lost in the first 2 days of that job interview. I mean, I never felt like such a loser. Yeah, you know, it really hurt me. It really did, man. To come on the show every week and speak to you and hopefully those that are listening, and try to build motivation and try to tell them that we have an idea on success and how to get there and to believe my stuff, to believe myself, and then not be selected and not be good enough, crushed me.
No, brother, I went through the exactly same thing. And it's not success until you fail. Do you call it successful when everything is like, okay, yeah, you got the job, congratulations? No, I failed. I did. I lost. I didn't get the job. I didn't impress everybody. I don't have all the qualifications, but damn it, motherfucker, I will read, I will study, and I will show you next time.
That's how I felt. I felt like, you know what, man, you made a mistake. Listen, corporate sales you applied for a few months ago, and you didn't get it.
Yeah.
And I remember being like, how are they not hiring this kid? Like, what? Are they an idiot? Like, I legitimately remember being disgruntled about it. But, you know, you were upset. You had to do, like, a team interview. There were seven people. I had two.
and I was telling you my techniques I did in the interview, and you were like, great, great, where I was like, look at the person first who asked me the question. Then I would look at the other guy and talk, and then I would wrap up looking at the guy who asked me the question. Like, I did all of that, you know, a firm handshake, great eye contact, smiled, whatever they were interested in. I noticed the stuff, like the football stuff on the wall I would talk about. They had autographed things of the Spurs. I talked about, you know, I engaged with them with things that they're interested in, as well as selling myself, you know. I thought I knocked it out of the park, you know.
Maybe it was the joke.
Today,
that's why I didn't get hired.
Huh?
I said, maybe it's the joke. That's why I didn't get hired.
No, you gave them 100% the truth, and they just couldn't handle the truth. The worst job you've ever, who's the worst boss you've ever had in your life? Does my wife count? Normally, that kind of joke out of you is a home run. I'm like, okay, you just made a best friend. That day has hated your guts.
Oh, yeah. No, but I don't
but
think you should get yourself down more than 2 days about it.
No, I was down for 2 days. But I wasn't just down. I want you and everybody. I was down. Like, I've never felt lower. I've never felt more hurt. I've never been more sad. I've never felt not good enough. You know, one thing with me is, people that know me, is I'm pretty egotistical. I'm pretty arrogant. I'm very confident. People don't come up to me and say, like, man, you know what you need? You need more confidence. You know, it's like people don't say that to me. And when something strikes you down like that, and all these people think you're so great, and they're making excuses like, oh, they don't know what they lost. But, you know, they knew exactly what they had. They had it for a two-hour interview. They knew me well enough in that 2 hours. You know, I just wasn't good enough. At the end of the day, I wasn't good enough. But it doesn't mean that I quit, that I'm never going to apply. Listen, you know, I told my wife, I said, I'm going to apply for this company again in 2 years. And she's like, really? And I said, yeah. I said, she goes, but what about in 2 years? You don't even want that job anymore. Yeah, probably not. I said, yeah, probably not. And I said, but I'm going to apply for them.
So that 2 years, what are you going to do in that time? Are you going to go back to school, or what's the plan, man?
Nope, I'm going to do it again, but I'm just going to stop. Honestly, I'm debating on buying Grant Cardone's workshop.
Grant Cardone's a great seller. If anybody wants to check him out. He does a great show on YouTube called The Interview and The 10X Rule. The 10X Rule is awesome.
So I'm thinking about buying his program. I'll continue to read books by great sellers, and you know, I'll study more Zig Ziglar, and I'm just going to try again. And if they tell me again that I don't have a college degree this time, you know, I'll tell them this is ridiculous.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, it really is. If they're college degrees are dime a dozen, you know, I'd rather have someone that has a great work ethic than a college degree. Someone that's going to get in and get it done. Than someone that's going to be, Edward here, this is what I need to do. No, just give me someone that can get in, do the job, and let's get going. Barking, so my wife must be home.
Oh, awesome. Do you need to roll? How long did you set the show for?
Just for 30 minutes. I just heard the 16.
You're going to die.
Weather.
Yeah, we were about to die off then. Okay, listen, we need to set a show for a little longer tomorrow, a little bit better planning. I'd like to dig into this. I would like to dig into those of you who have applied for a job, those of you who have tried for something and failed, what are you doing different? Are you giving up, or are you coming up with a plan of action? In 2 years, will I want this corporate sales job? No, because I'm sure that I'll be down a different venture. But I almost feel like I have to prove myself. I'm competitive in nature. I'm competitive with that job. Matt, close us out with a quote for me, please.
Hey, man, this is a super easy quote.
Tell everybody where they can rate and review.
Rate and review on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio also. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So this comes from my very best friend, Tiger Taylor. Fake it till you make it. Hey. Fake it till you make it.
Fake it till you make it, baby.
Best dressed in the Midwest. To my left is my beautiful Tiger Taylor. Tiger, say goodbye.
See you babies later.